Normally, Western Michigan University's East Campus doesn't get a lot of traffic, especially on a Saturday. But recently, a number of students and community members gathered for a rare tour of East, North, and West Halls, as well as the Speech and Hearing Building on Western's East Campus. They're considered the birthplace of the university. East Hall, which opened in 1905, is the oldest building on Western's campus. Tour leader Sharon Carlson is the director of Western's Archives and Regional History Collections inside East Hall.
We're going to start at the front door on the lower level. We're going to see the base of the fireplace, and then we can go up to the...
Today, East Hall is the only one of the four East Campus buildings still in use. The others have been closed for over a decade, falling into disrepair. For Western President John Dunn, finding a way to stop the gradual decay of East Campus has been a big concern since he took office 6 years ago. Dunn admits that finding a way to do that hasn't been easy.
We need to do something. Those buildings are literally falling down now. People say, don't tear them down. We won't have to tear them down. They're falling down. We're spending $250,000 a year there just to try to provide some primitive maintenance, upkeep, a little bit of heat in those structures.
Dunn and other university officials have considered various options on how to reuse East Campus, including partnering with a private development company. It wanted to turn East Campus into a boutique hotel, but that project fell apart when the state eliminated its historic tax credit program. So, late last year, the university announced that it would act on its own to save what structures it could.
The latest thought and latest plan, and the one that we have proffered, is to make the East Hall into Alumni Center, which really represents the legacy, the history of the university, the importance of that first great structure on this campus.
Western is borrowing $15 million to turn East Hall's main core into a new Alumni Center. But a grim fate is in store for the other buildings surrounding East Hall. All three are slated for demolition later this year. The space these buildings now occupy will be turned into parking and green space for the Alumni Center. That came as an unwelcome shock to longtime advocates for the campus.
It just doesn't make sense. The East Campus, it's listed on the National Register of Historic Places, and it is the heart and soul of the university.
That's Roger Parzik, the owner of the local architectural salvage firm, the Heritage Company, and a former student of the university. Shortly after Western announced its redevelopment plan, Parzik circulated a petition asking the university to seek an alternative to demolition. He says the buildings could survive another 20 years or more with only minimal upkeep.
And it's not as if the roofs are collapsing and walls are falling down and there's millions of windows busted out on these things. They're still in very good shape.
Parzik isn't the only one opposed to the administration's decision. Members of the local advocacy group Friends of Historic East Campus have also spoken up against it, sending an open letter to the Board of Trustees requesting a moratorium on the planned demolitions. Like Parzik, the group's chairman David Burroughs believes the school administration should consider holding off on the wrecking ball. Burroughs says Western should wait until it becomes more financially feasible to restore all of its original campus.
We do applaud the university for again stepping forward with an idea to use the core of East Hall for university use. We don't see anything that mandates the destruction of the rest of those buildings.
Bro says East Campus could be used as studio space for art students or as extra student housing. President John Dunn says he expected controversy over its decision, but Dunn also says he's delighted by the number of positive responses he has received from people excited about the transformation of East Hall.
There are people I don't even know who come to me and say, you know, we really like the plans for East Campus. Those individuals are highly unlikely to write a letter to the paper. They're highly unlikely to go public, but this thing about are there people who are pleased that we're doing something in a proactive way, let me just say, absolutely.
Not surprisingly, preservationists like Roger Parzik see it differently.
When those buildings are gone, that history's gone, it's gone for good, and people better be ready for that when they drive down. That or come back, you know, for homecoming or whatever, that those buildings are gone. They're gone forever.
Dunn says there isn't a definite timetable for the East Campus demolitions. This summer, Western will move the archives from East Hall to a new facility. Until then, no further work will take place. But the controversy is likely to linger. For WMUK, I'm Ted Yoakum.